Hello, I'm Scott Prisco, and welcome to the Priscotti Pure Podcast. For those that don't know me, I'm a certified nutritionist, wellness expert, and the founder of Priscotti Pure. I created the Priscotti Pure Podcast to have informative and illuminating conversations with renowned health, medical, and wellness experts to help you acquire the insight you need to live a happy, healthy, grounded, balanced, and well-adjusted life. If you're interested in asking our medical experts a health question, you can get your question featured on our podcast by joining our exclusive community, the Priscotti Pure Inner Circle. To learn more about our group, visit our wellness site, PriscottiPure.com. On our site, you can also get enlightening articles, delicious recipes, and unique issue-targeted supplement blends that will help you attain your health and wellness goals. Before we get started, I want to propose a question. Why are you listening to this podcast? Are you a health and wellness enthusiast looking to hone your already vast body of knowledge? Are you new to the industry, looking to learn the basics and be pointed in the right direction? No matter where you are in your wellness journey, I know you're going to find value in the conversation I have with my guest today.
Dr. Haley is a board-certified dermatologist. She received her Bachelor's of Science in Biology and Nutrition from Cornell University before attending medical school at Edward Herbert School of Medicine in Bethesda, Maryland. She served as an officer in the Navy and was selected as the VP Dermatologist Consultant to the U.S. Capitol in Washington, D.C. Dr. Haley also specializes in nutrition, fitness, and skin science. She understands the true integration of wellness and its effects on the skin. Without further ado, Dr. Haley.
Thanks for having me today, Scott. I'm so glad to be here.
Thank you, Dr. Haley. I really appreciate you taking the time out of your busy day. Why don't you start by introducing yourself? I mean, telling the guests a little bit about who you are, what you do, and we'll go from there.
Sure. Dr. Jen Haley, I've been a board-certified dermatologist since 2004. And while I train traditionally, I have a background in nutrition and fitness, and I listen to my patients and try to put it all together. And I've realized over the years that your skin is just a representation of your internal health. It's our largest organ. So the way it appears is just screaming at you or politely telling you what's going on inside. And I take a whole-bodied approach to my patient care, and now on a bigger platform, my podcast, Radiance Revealed, educating people on all the different aspects of their life that can help them create a beautiful radiant glow or, you know, maybe have some angry, irritated skin. And we discuss everything from nutrition, fitness, exercise, supplements, some natural plant medicines, spiritual aspect, because the thoughts we have in our mind influence what happens to us, and all the relationships and the connections we have. So I started the podcast because I was missing that connection during COVID, you know? So I said, oh, this is a good way to talk to really interesting people. And here we are.
Well, that's awesome. Yeah, I love that. And as a dermatologist, you know, people usually think of injections, they think of skincare, and all those different things. And like you just said, it's so much more than just the moisturizer you're putting on your face at night or the eye cream you're using. It's the body's internal, what you're putting internally that's going to show on the outside. And why don't you tell, what are some things that, you know, people should be doing, some supplements or nutrition that people should be making sure they're getting so they have radiant skin and they feel good and they look good.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's a great point. It's like having a car, right? If the motor is not working, cleaning the outside of the car isn't really going to work. So the same holds true with our skin. While I love creams and I love nourishing the skin from the outside in with good skincare products that do not have a lot of chemicals, that are highly nutritive depending on your skin type, whether it's sensitive skin or acne prone skin or dry, and where you live and what time of year and your age and your hormones and your gender, it's a very bespoke kind of program. While I do believe in that, and I am not opposed to Botox, it's the best biohack that's ever been invented because it's from nature and we're just using it specifically to target muscles that are hypermobile. Nobody should ever be frozen, but it should work to prevent lines from forming in places you don't want, like an angry face. Nobody really needs an angry face. But when you overuse it, which people have done over the years, which I've done to people, unfortunately, over the years in the 90s when I was first learning, you can make someone lose those micro expressions. And when you don't have micro expressions, you don't communicate well with people. So like when someone walks in the room, you're excited to see them when your eyebrows do a little raise. Like when I do this, like, hi, Scott, like I seem more excited than hi, Scott, you know, if I'm frozen. Or, you know, when you smile and you have the squinch, you know, you need to have that. So too much of those injectables can certainly cause a problem with relationships and interactions and things. But just enough can actually make you feel less depressed and happier. When you can't make a grimace, it sends feedback to the brain not to be sad or heavy or, you know, angry. And you actually, it gives you a positive feedback system to make you a little bit of a happier person, which is kind of some interesting psychology behind the whole cosmetic treatment. But as far as getting glowing skin, it really kind of comes down to blood flow and nutrients. I'm sort of a simplistic person. It can get very complicated, and there's tons of amazing supplements out there. I know you guys have a great supplement with collagen and vitamin C, which has been shown to improve hydration and improve natural moisture in the skin and help support collagen production and minimize collagen breakdown, which is sort of the scaffolding in the skin that gives us all the suppleness and the dewiness and the rebound effect. And, you know, when you smile, you don't stay, those wrinkles don't stay when you have healthy collagen. So I love that. The collagen's sort of an essential thing. There's a couple other essential things like vitamin C, and a few other things, but really it comes down to nutrients and blood flow. So anything that's going to enhance your blood flow by exercising, right? When you have healthy blood flow, you're going to deliver nutrients to the skin and oxygen to the skin and remove toxic waste that builds up. So during the day, our body defends ourselves from all the toxic chemicals and environmental, you know, free radicals and stuff. And at night we repair. So having that important blood flow is really key to supporting both of those processes. So I think exercise is important. And then the foods we choose, like nitric oxide boosting foods like beets and arugula, are always great because that's going to expand the blood vessels and enhance blood flow. Whereas chemical laden foods, especially vegetable seed oils like canola, soy, corn oils, those are highly inflammatory. Dairy is highly inflammatory. Sugar is highly inflammatory, and sugar produces advanced glycation end products, which make the collagen really stiff, both in our blood vessels, in our collagen, in our joints, all over the body, down to the kidneys and every organ. So having just real food, it comes down to just eating real food and rather than processed food, because when you read a label and there's 20 or 30 ingredients, or you have a can of, you know, soda pop, your body's basically trying to remove all of those chemicals and all of the artificial colors and flavors and all the names we can't produce just to get the nutrients out of it. And in the meantime, the liver's getting so taxed and it's not able to process hormones and all of the other things that our body needs to be able to manage throughout the day to stay balanced. So kind of complicated, but it comes down to eat real food, exercise, breathe.
Yes, that's the secret. And what I can only imagine when you said what alcohol does to your skin. When you drink alcohol, I mean, it makes your systems go haywire. I'm sure it leads to dull skin as well, huh?
It does. I know. It dehydrates you. And, you know, as much as we'd like to say, oh, have some red wine with resveratrol, that's amazing, it's not really enough. So I'd rather you take a supplement with NMN or NR, you know, like resveratrol with NMN and NAD booster basically are going to be a lot more beneficial to you than thinking that red wine is going to give you enough resveratrol. And it dehydrates you. And more importantly, like our liver function just decreases over time. So I try to have people avoid alcohol and Tylenol or acetaminophen, or if you're overseas, paracetamol is the name for that. And because the more the liver is taxed, the less that it can kind of process all of the other chemicals that we come into contact with on a daily basis. And it backflows and it causes this kind of midsection girth that you'll notice middle-agers kind of get. And it just causes a lot of problems with hormone imbalance, which end up causing a lot of acne and all sorts of other things. So yeah, anything that you can do to support liver detoxification is going to be huge. And sometimes it's as simple as adding some B vitamins, because we kind of run through those when we're stressed, and nice B complex, and magnesium. Everyone's deficient in magnesium. So I love magnesium as well.
Yeah. Magnesium's great. It has a lot of benefits. So that's one of the nutrients in that youthification supplement of ours that you just mentioned. Yeah, it's super, super essential for a lot of bodily functions.
Right. And even vitamin D, like vitamin D won't even turn into its active form without magnesium. And because our diets are so deficient in magnesium, even if you have a whole food diet, our soil is deficient in magnesium. So even if you're going to the farmer's market, you think you're getting you know, all the best food, we just are not getting the amount of magnesium we need, I guess, unless we're in the highlands of Ecuador with lava soil and, you know, maybe they have enough magnesium, but we really don't in the United States.
Yes. So it's definitely something to supplement for sure. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, what are some other nutrients that you recommend for liver detoxification and keeping that the blood flow going smoothly?
Yeah. So I have, especially this year, we've had so many patients with, you know, the maskne going on and hormonal acne, especially in women 20s, 40s, even into their 50s. And the way you differentiate hormonal acne from regular teenage acne basically is it's around the jaw. And if you look at like Chinese skin mapping, I think it's skin mapping. I don't know if it's Ayurvedic or Chinese, pardon me. But it's skin mapping, like around the jaw is very hormonal, which is fascinating. Whereas I think like the forehead is the lungs and there's different areas of the face that indicate different things, but around the jaw is very hormonal. And I've seen that pattern for 20 years. So they typically present with very red, tender, painful, you know, pimples around the jaw and the chin, and they don't go away quickly. They could last a month. And if someone tries to squeeze them, they're not going to get anything out of it. It's just going to cause worse scarring. And in those patients, I have a lot of luck with a product from Pure Encapsulations called DIM Pro. And it has indole 3 carbamate, which is like a cruciferous vegetable extract that helps with the liver detoxification. So I like doing that in combination with the other things we discussed, the magnesium and the B vitamins. And sometimes I'll put them on a little bit of medication to kind of get them through and then wean them off the prescription, because I like to de-prescribe, not just add more prescriptions from the side effects of the previous prescriptions. I eventually like to de-prescribe while the body heals itself. That's sort of the methodology I like to use.
Are you a fan of Accutane? I used to take that. I used to have such bad acne.
I am.
It's really, I mean, isn't it? Is it, what's your take on it? Is it bad for you?
Like what? This is the second time today I was asked that. They asked me that question on the radio this morning. So yeah, I do like Accutane. You know, it gets a lot of press. So Accutane is basically very, very potent vitamin A that's isolated. So don't go out to the store and just take, you know, 100,000 units of vitamin A and, you know, every single day because you could fry your liver. So it does have the risk of affecting the liver. That's why usually I tell people avoid alcohol and avoid Tylenol, acetaminophen while you're on it. And then sometimes some sports supplements can cause a little bit of interactions too, but I love it. I think it's great. It's highly regulated because, it decreases cellular turnover. So like with acne, we get a lot of plugging of the pores from the overgrowth of skin cells. So it decreases that process. So if a woman is pregnant with a baby, it's going to decrease cell turnover, and a baby can be born like with no ear. So like it has to be avoided completely, you know, if someone is even thinking about getting pregnant. So that's why it's regulated. And I think traditionally we've dosed it really high just because we know teenagers don't like to be on acne medication for so long. And that's what causes most of the side effects. They're associated with the daily dose, but the cure, like 85% of people can be cured from acne forever with Accutane, which there is no Accutane anymore. There's only the generic called isotretinoin, which has a bunch of different generic names to it. So with the isotretinoin or old, you know, the Accutane used to be the old name there. What matters for cure is the total amount of dosage you've had for your weight. And the goal dose is about 150 milligrams per kilogram. Is that whether you do it in 5 months or you do it in 10 months, it doesn't really matter. So like for young professionals, I'll often put them on a very low daily dose, but then they have to come in every month and get blood tests, and people don't really like that. But traditionally for teenagers, we'd put them on a super high dose and they'd have like really peeling bloody lips and be super uncomfortable and things like that. But it's, I will not give it up. And I prefer using that over antibiotics. Like for my teenagers that have acne, my own kids, I give them that at a lower dose that's very tolerable, as opposed to putting them on antibiotics, which is going to mess up their whole gut microbiome for the long term. So, and plus antibiotics really just make you about 70% better until you outgrow your acne, whereas Accutane isotretinoin can cure your acne forever. and prevent scarring and, you know, all the other residual things. So I like it. It shouldn't be used, you know, or be, it should be used with caution in people who are prone to depression, in anyone with a history of ulcerative colitis or inflammatory bowel disease in their family. And then the whole pregnancy thing has to be avoided, you know, for women.
They put that right on the package. You're not, they literally put like a baby with a picture of a baby with birth defects on the package.
I know. I know. The big X with the pregnancy. Yeah. There's no joke. You know, and there wasn't that program when I first started practicing in the 90s. And yeah, I saw it go through like four programs, and I fortunately have never seen a pregnancy, but I don't know why. There's some lobbyist that really just wants to make sure, you know.
See, I used to take it, but I still get acne. Like, it's minor. It's not anything crazy. But yeah, I used to take Accutane, and I took it for years. And, you know, the acne did go away for a little bit, but then it kind of just trickled back.
Yeah. And a lot of times I'll see acne is associated with dairy. Like, dairy is highly inflammatory, and high sugar levels, you know, is correlated. So we do have some good scientific research showing that acne is correlated with those two things now. And then there's a lot of endocrine disruptors in the environment. So I don't touch the receipts at the store, the grocery store. I don't want to touch the receipts with the phthalates in them, because those mess up your endocrine system. And then when you're using hand sanitizer, which we've like soaked ourselves in the last year, it gets absorbed even more. I don't drink out of plastic bottles. I carry like a Hydro Flask around with me everywhere. And if I could have one mission in this world, it would be to remove plastic, because plastic's just, yeah, there you go. Nice. Yeah,
why waste the plastic, right? I mean, it's,
I know,
it's essentially just, it's so much waste. I hate it.
It's so bad for us too, but it's light. It's easy to transport. It's easy to dispose of. So we've become this society of plastic, and you go elsewhere and you see burlap bags full of food with, you know, bulk. And we just have these one use containers all the time in plastic in America. It's really a big waste. When I travel overseas, like, the coffee always comes in a mug, even at a Starbucks, it doesn't come in a to-go cup. You have to pay extra for a to-go cup. And here everything is in those lined cups.
Well, I think to that, like, one, I think you're right. And especially in Europe, they use glass, which would probably be better for the environment than plastic. And you'd have less sea turtles with, you know,
yeah,
things around their neck, right? Like, all that plastic that's being used and is tormenting the oceans. But, yeah, in Europe, I think going back, the whole to-go thing is more of like, they're used to, they don't take their coffee on the go. It's like, they sit there and drink it and enjoy it, right? They take that moment out of their day, which is kind of nice. American mm-hmm. culture is like, always go, 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 go. So that's like, to-go coffee is not really a thing. You go to the cafe and you sit down.
Or in Italy, they'll even stand, you know, in Italy, but they stand together. It's an experience. And then you're not getting that cortisol rush as well, which can cause acne and all the other things.
Going back to the inflammation thing, that's interesting. So one of the things we focus on at Prescotti Pure is CBD, as you're aware. And CBD has been shown to reduce inflammation. You know, the studies are obviously still early, and there's a lot of stuff that still needs to be tested. But if it could theoretically reduce inflammation, would that have an effect on that acne caused by inflammation? I mean, could it be a good cure or treatment for acne?
There's been a few studies with CBD on skin, you know, and for acne, and it's been hit or miss. It hasn't been yes in one direction. So I think there's some sort of a component, and I'm by far no expert in this, but I think there's something that we're missing. You know what I mean? Like, I think there's definitely something that's beneficial, but we're not quite tuned into exactly what it is at this point. And, you know, whether it's oral or topical or both, I'm not quite sure, but there's some sort of link we just haven't figured out yet. You know, that's the cool thing. It's like, everything that comes from nature has some healing properties. We just have to figure out how to use it properly. It's like when you go to the Amazon, I don't know if you've been to the Amazon or the rainforest and down in South America, and you go and you see a tree, and a tree might have like a poison ivy, like effect to the skin, but the tree right next to it is the remedy. And it's pretty cool. Like, all the remedies are in nature. We just have to figure out like how it works. And we're not quite there with CBD and skin yet. And I don't know if oral CBD, because it gives you a little chillax kind of feeling, if that's going to help. It just depends on the cause, because not everybody's acne is caused by stress. So when you take a large population and you study it, maybe a few people, it is the predominant cause, but other people, it might be other types of hormonal things, or, you know, just their skin modeling and their oil gland production, the stickiness of their cells, and other types of inflammation. So there's so many variables, it's hard to control for just one thing sometimes when you do these studies.
Yeah, oh yeah, definitely, definitely. And you're right, I think we're missing something. We definitely are. You know, probably something else from nature that paired with the CBD, you know, might have a better result. But yeah, I definitely, that's a good philosophy that nature does it better. That's, you know, it's why we, we're involved in the alternative medicine space, or something that you can call it, whatever you want to call it. But yeah, I mean, nature has the cures. It's right there. Mm-hmm.
Well, even like MDMA from the sassafras tree, like we're using, I'm not using that because it's not my area of expertise, but, you know, psychiatrists are using it now for PTSD, and because it's a heart opener. So it's not like, oh, those are drugs and we're not going to use them, they're bad. Like, hey, let's figure out how to use them properly. Right.
100%. Same with ketamine. Yeah. It's like FDA approved for those purposes. So yeah, there's a lot of great things that are just kind of starting to get rolling out, and it should be more interesting as more studies come out to see how they're used. So we'll see. I think medicine's in a good place right now, and I think it's only going to get better here.
I agree. It's really kind of exciting because we're learning to use everything within us to just expand, like even PRP, or, you know, the stem cells and exosomes, to kind of make our own cells fresh, as opposed to just reaching externally. Like, let's think about what we can do to enhance our body to heal itself. That's really all we want to do. So I love when patients would come in and they'd say, oh, you fixed me. I'm like, no, I just distracted you while your body healed itself. Because it's kind of true, you know, it's like, okay, let's figure out how we can just support your body, because our bodies have all the answers. We just have to figure out ways to support it, right? By enhancing certain pathways and, you know, reducing certain pathways so that it can be optimized.
Why don't you explain a little bit more about that? Give us an example of, you know, a patient. You don't have to use names, obviously, but, you know, just how they would come in and you'd solve that by distracting them.
Oh, there's so many things. I mean, even eczema, when someone's scratching all day, it's just, so if you look at eczema, or, you know, an itchy rash that you have, that's an imbalance of the immune system where your body's a little haywired and it's not quite sure what to be reactive to, right? So it's angry, it's irritated, it's reactive, it's inflamed. You know, simple things like breathing, distractions, you know. Obviously I use topical anti-itch medications because you want to support that and break the cycle. But yeah, I'm being a little sarcastic when I say that, because I do treat people. I don't just distract them. But I mean, it's a whole approach where, you know, if you focus on your breath, things are going to balance out and your body's going to kind of balance the immune system, and you're not going to be so reactive, rather than just focusing all the energy on that rash. And now you're putting attention on something and that's just going to grow, right? Like Joe Dispenza, it's like, what you put your attention on grows in your life. So let's put our attention on a whole approach. Like, how can you be healthier, you know, reduce your stress, relax, reduce inflammation, hydrate the skin, improve the skin barrier, reduce itching. And now that's gone. Okay. So that's kind of how I try to do it. I don't want to just focus on the acne. I want to focus on your whole health. So when you come back, you're like, oh, I lost 15 pounds and I have clear skin, right? It's the better, for the better good of all, right?
Yeah, of course. Of course. So people feel good. You feel good. You look good, right?
Yeah.
I mean,
I think so. I mean, it's really, that's the whole thing. The whole reason why I called my podcast Radiance Revealed, because it's not about how you look, it's how you radiate from your authentic being. And I think everyone is beautiful, because if you're authentic to yourself, you smile and you're happy and you're just your unique self, and you embrace who you are and you feel aligned with your soul, like, you're going to radiate. And that's kind of what I want everyone to do, because I think we're evolving, but for a period of time, you know, people were just searching for, I want to look like that person. I want to be that way. No, be yourself. Let's be yourself and enhance what's your best self, right? Sure. And that's, yeah, I think that's, I mean, really essential. You can never, it's a never ending chase to try to be something else.
Of course, of course. And I think, like, social media and the way things are going these days, it makes it even harder. You know, everyone's looking at these photos that are not even real, you know, like these skin that, you know, even the top models, you know, you look at their skin, it's like, they're not perfect, you know, and people just inspire to be this unrealistic image.
Yeah. My sister, she lives in Milan. She works with runway models. And, you know, you look at them, they look perfect, right? She sends me pictures all the time. Like, what should she do for her skin? They've got brown splotches and acne, just like everybody else. But they look perfect with all of that makeup on and all the lighting and everything else. We all have pores. You know, we're all human. Like, whenever someone says, what can I do for my pores? I'm like, do you see mine? Like, if there was a cure, I would have done it. So just embrace it. It's okay. Like, it's just part of, I think you're more light too when you just embrace who you are rather than working so hard to try to be someone else, right?
Yeah, 100%. That's the key, right? And mm-hmm. I feel like you can't be happy with yourself always trying to be something else.
No, and then you're not going to have good connections with people that you're really trying to just connect with. And at the end, right? Why are we trying to do all this so we can have connection? Instead, just connect.
Yeah.
It's like the cool part of life.
You might welcome in the wrong people too if you try to be something that you're not.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. And you don't want everyone's approval. Sometimes you're not aligned with certain people. And I equate it like this, like there's microwaves and there's radio waves and they just pass each other and neither one is better than the other. And sometimes you're just not aligned with people. You don't have a soul connection. You're just not aligned. You're not connected. And that's okay. It doesn't mean one person's bad and one person's good and vice versa. It's like everyone has a purpose, but the purpose might not be together in this lifetime.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. There's a lot of people out there. So don't get down on yourself.
Exactly.
A lot of people that are for you out there, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, is there anything else you want to discuss here? I mean, anything else you see fit that could help our audience that we didn't really cover? We kind of got a good general sense of things, and I want to keep your time. I know you got to leave soon here, so I want to keep your time in mind.
Yeah. Okay. So I would say every day it's important to make sure you get out early, you know, as early in the morning as possible. I used to be very anti-sun, and I've lived in San Diego and Hawaii and Arizona, and it's easy to be anti-sun when you live in the sun 24/7, right? But for those people that are, you know, north and east and don't get quite a bit of sun, I am not really anti-sun. I do believe that it's important to cover up the high real estate areas of the face, like, you know, like the face, the neck, the chest, the back of the hands, those areas that get sun all the time and tend to age and show your age if you want to look good over time. But I do like to get a little bit of sun on my torso. I'm fair skinned, even though I'm pretty bad, I have pretty fair skin. So if you have fair skin, maybe 10 minutes to your torso 3 times a week to make vitamin D and to improve some metabolic processes. We have these like little photosynthetic kind of processes in our body. And we do need sunlight as an energy source. Not a lot, not enough to even get tan. Like I'm not tan, right? So 10 minutes, 3 times a week to the torso to like stimulate those metabolic processes and also getting the light in. I don't wear sunglasses in the morning because I want my pineal gland to be stimulated. I want to stimulate the circadian rhythm. I think it's really essential. I believe grounding is important to get the feet outside on the grass. If you can in Arizona, it's a little hard. There's not that much grass, but even cement will help you ground, believe it or not. So trying to just be barefoot and not always have shoes on, I think is good. And then breathing. So if you're in traffic or if you're in the grocery line, I like the simplest way to kind of reset the parasympathetic system, which I don't think we realize how vital having reducing cortisol or balancing cortisol is to all of our hormones and everything in our body, to even the breakdown of the collagen. Like you could tell after the president's 4-term, they have like so much more gray hair and so many more wrinkles. Or if someone loses a partner or has a death in their family, like they really age quickly. Like stress causes a lot of aging, a lot of inflammation in the body. And so meditation's wonderful, but if you know that's too new for you, there's great apps like Headspace or Calm to get started. You can also do I like Andrew Weil's 4-7-8 breath. So I'll be like sitting in Sprouts or something and waiting in line, and I just do four, like a count of four in, like 1, 2, 3, 4 in. And then for me, the key is holding. Hold for 7. And then exhale slowly through your mouth for 8. And it's really important to breathe through your nose as much as possible. James Nestor wrote a book called Breath that talks about how we produce more nitric oxide when we breathe through our nose. It's just very, very important to breathe through our noses in order to enhance the facial structure of our face and to boost nitric oxide. So breathing and then eating real foods and moving your body. Those are kind of, and then sleeping. I can't forget sleeping. So get a good 7-8 hours. Everybody's different, but sleeping and having a regular routine is, those are the kind of the keys.
Yeah, I think that the regular routine is key. Consistency is key too, because it doesn't happen overnight. And, you know, you try these things and you might be like, why is nothing working? Why is nothing happening? You gotta keep doing it. It's like anything with you. I mean, you're a dermatologist, you own your own business, right? I mean, it's anything. You just gotta keep doing it. It's all about consistency. But yeah, that sun, the sun is so healing, going back to that. And we'll, I guess I you probably wanna say something, but the sun is so healing. You really, you were telling me before, how you, you're one to kind of really track how you feel, and really, you're really in tune with, you know, when you're not feeling good and you're really feeling good. The sun is something for me that when it is dark and depressing, I can't do it. It's something about it. It's unmotivating. I grew up in the East Coast. The winters are horrible. They're dark, they're gloomy. It's depressing. And there's something about that sun. Like, I love it. I work out outside. I built like a little gym outside. I mean, I do everything outside. It's just something about it. It's just, it's so energizing. And,
It's a life force. It's really an energy force. And I think we need to utilize it. You just have to be careful, because there have been studies showing that when you go in the sun, it becomes a little addictive. Mm-hmm. And it produces endorphins. And that's why I see people with tons of skin cancers who are brown and they look like a rotisserie chicken, because they're roasting so much every single day. So you don't want to be that. There's this happy balance of making sure you don't, you know, destroy your skin, which is your only covering that you have until the day you die, versus optimizing the benefits. So I think early morning is really key. And then if you can get another walk at night, that's even better. But I wanted to go back to what you said with, you know, being patient, like with collagen, right? If you're taking collagen, you want to give it a good 3 months, because it takes collagen about 3 months to start forming in your face. So everything really needs 3 months. So even when I put people on a good skincare regimen, we rotate every 3 months, because sometimes they need more exfoliation, sometimes they need more stimulation, sometimes they need more protection, all these kind of things. And don't beat yourself up, because it's not all or nothing. Like, if you go and you eat a whole ice cream sundae, it doesn't mean you need to eat horribly the rest of the week. Like, in 1 year, who cares? That ice cream sundae out of one thing, out of the whole, you know, like right before we started this, I was like, oh, I had a cookie. My blood sugar is super high right now, you know, but I'm not beating myself up, telling me I'm a horrible person. I'm just like, that cookie tasted really good, but like, look what it's doing to me. I don't feel great. I'm not going to do this that often. Right. And that's okay. Like, it's totally fine.
Yeah. Well, that little moment of that positive sensation you get from eating and enjoying it, it might not even be worth it on the back end. Like you're saying, you end up just feeling like crap for a while.
And you remember that and you connect it and you say, oh, I don't feel so good when I do that. I think I'm going to choose not to do that. Not coming from a place of guilt or beating yourself up emotionally, like, oh, now you're fat, you're horrible. Like, I mean, people tell themselves these horrible stories when they do that. And then if you're with friends and you're enjoying a party and you're connecting, you know, the blue zones all around the world, there are some people, they have horrible diets, but they live for a really long time because they have such amazing connections with other people. So it's not really one thing. Like, you could have a perfect diet and have no friends and not live a long time, right? So you want to have the connections as well as all the other healthy habits, you know, and balance it all out. It's not all or nothing.
Not all or nothing. Moderation is key. Moderation is definitely key. I mean, anything too much or too little of stuff is usually not good. So that's kind of how I try to live. If you do it in moderation, it doesn't really hurt you.
Yeah. Moderation, but consistency, you know, trying to be aiming towards all the things we talked about today.
Yeah. Consistency is really the key in anything you do, whether that's your fitness, whether that's you want to get your body to a certain way or your business to a certain level or your relationships, right? You want to form healthy relationships, whether that be with friends or with an opposite sex or the same sex or in a romantic sense, whether you want to your health, you want to optimize your health. It's all consistency.
Yeah.
It doesn't happen overnight.
Totally.
Well, thank you so much. I really appreciate all your time.
Thanks, Scott. It was so fun. I had a great time. It just flew by.
Yeah, it did. I really appreciate your time. And I think we follow each other on Instagram and social media, but I'll make sure if we don't, to definitely do that and keep in touch with what you're doing.
great. Thank you. Thanks again.
I want to thank you for listening to the Prescotti Pure podcast. For more information, head on over to PrescottiPure.com. You can subscribe to our email list so you never miss another episode. Follow us on Instagram and Facebook at Prescotti Pure to stay updated on the latest wellness news and trends. I hope you enjoyed our conversation today, and we'll see you next time.